This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes an eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here. Action-packed hour for you. Tom Homan will join us at the bottom of the hour, former U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director under Donald Trump. He was actually in ICE
going way
back to Reagan. You say he's a beast?
You know what's great is that... And I'm going to do a meme, actually. I want to do a meme of Tom Homan and Alejandro Mayorkas. And, you know, one guy went to law school and ran Obama's transition campaign and knows nothing about security. The other guy worked for, what, five presidents?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody other than him, he's the only guy to talk to.
And sadly, I don't see him as much on...
Yeah,
cable networks. It's like this, this little trick they played down at the border where they say, hey, just go to the ports of entry, sign up on the app, and we'll let you in. Nobody's looking.
And he was he nailed it before they got in there, when they did, and after they did. He kept saying, they want open borders. This is what they're going to do. Guarantee you that, everything he said that they wanted, they were going to do, they did, and they're doing.
So we'll get an update on his take on the state of the border coming up on the program. We start this hour with Doug Goring, who is North Dakota's Ag Commissioner. Today is August 1st. New set of laws in North Dakota take effect, and that includes on corporate farming, which will provide some opportunities for agriculture that we're going to talk about with Doug today. Welcome back, Mr. Goring. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Doing very good. Let's start with a little update on how things are looking around the state for those crops. Give us a little update.
Well, sometimes perception is not reality. Things are, they look fairly decent. Some places you can actually see where crops have been stressed. We've had some areas that have been pretty dry. We've received some rain recently. I wouldn't say everywhere. But it did help heal up a few places, and in some cases it was just a little too late. But there are spots that are just garden spots in the state. Western North Dakota actually looks really, really, really good this year. Central North Dakota, there's some good spots. There's some hit and miss. There's crop that was planted, I don't want to say in a timely manner, but earlier than other crops. And that certainly is probably going to bode well for them. The biggest issue we're seeing with some of the later crops that were planted this year is now they're flowering. Well, this is a bad time to be pollinating and flowering your crop. In the heat and a lack of moisture, generally is going to ding up the yield a little bit. But it was just a function of the year. There was so much snow in some places that it prevented people from getting in the field right away when it finally melted. But then we had a situation where beginning of May, it started to rain, and it didn't quit raining for quite a while. And some places received several inches in just a couple weeks, and that didn't work well when you should be putting corn in the ground and small grains. You're trying to do them all at the same time. People were just rushing. So... overall, I got to say we're better than parts of the Corn Belt, southern Minnesota, getting into Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin. I've talked to my colleagues, and I have farmer friends over in those areas, and, man, their corn has been curled up like a pineapple ever since June, so they've only gotten shots of rain here and there, and they're a little concerned, but I guess we'll see what transpires as we go forward.
Interesting. Thanks for that update. Appreciate it. What's new in the corporate farming law that is taking effect today?
So what happened is early on, some legislators and industry got together to talk about some changes they would like to see going forward. Animal agriculture in North Dakota has just been decimated. It continues to decline over the years, and it was pretty bleak when you're down to, you know, 21,000 dairy cows in the state, and just considering what's happened in the last 25 years, we went from 1,800 dairies down to 37 dairies, I believe, in the state. We've seen animal agriculture just disappear from our radar. So the conversation that ensued, and this is part of where we worked with legislators, was to determine if you're going to do a carve-out only for animal agriculture, poultry, swine, dairy, and feedlots, what should that look like to give comfort to Farmers Union, who really had a stake in the game, where, you know, they were the first ones to develop the corporate farming law and were concerned about changes to it. So early on, those conversations started. Then it engaged Farmers Union down the road, and they started to work to massage this. So it came down to an animal ag operation can look at incorporating and having partners that aren't your relatives. They could be other farmers in the area, and you could develop the ability to now have someone that's running this animal ag operation, but they could only purchase, for example, on a dairy operation, 160 acres. That's it. It's just the footprint of the dairy operation. Now, if there's any excess land associated with that 160 acres, let's say that dairy uses 110 acres and there's 50 acres left over, that 50 acres has to be rented to another farmer. They can't even farm it themselves. So that was one stipulation that ended up in there. You can only have up to 10 members in that livestock farm corporation. 51% must be actively engaged in farming or agriculture. Looking at that overall law and structure, it came down to where everybody found a comfort level they could live with, and we could support animal agriculture in the state. Some of the best things that came out of it was the ability for farmers in an area to partner with a livestock operation. Secondly, all of the feed that's in the area, the feedstocks that are in our communities, would now be available and could actually be fed to these facilities. And the biggest thing you hear about is people wanting the manure, wanting an all-encompassing, complete fertilizer product for their fields, for their farms. I mean, when you look at it, Iowa farmers, and I've talked to a few of them, they would partner with a sow facility that would raise little pigs. And then when those little pigs got to 15 or 25 pounds, they would take them and then they would feed them out. And everybody always thought, well, yeah, they're trying to find a way to add value to their corn. Well, they said, yeah, that's part of it. But really what they wanted was the manure, because it had a direct impact and effect on their bottom line the next year, because that manure would offset $100 to $150 an acre in direct costs that they didn't have to come up with. And here they had a complete manure product, a complete fertilizer product for their operation. And a lot of them would say, oh, we just love the manure because it just adds value right back to the farm almost instantly. So there's some stipulations that went along with all that. It's farmers are looking at the benefits now as we go forward. They always wanted to have another market besides going down the pit. And it was a good deal.
Short break, back with more. We're going to talk a little bit about why was animal agriculture decimated? Obviously, the structure didn't work. I'm just curious how it was squeezed like that and how we build back. Sounds like some good provisions in here, some good benefits. Talk more about that with Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, when we continue after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Came to move. Get out the way of me and my crew. I'm in the club, so I'm
you might want to move. Your way towards PetroServe USA for some home cooking for lunch today. Swedish meatballs, downtown Fargo at the MP Avenue location, Glendon as well, Swedish Meatballs, Salisbury Steak in Harwood, Meatloaf or Cabbage Rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Spaghetti with Garlic Toast, 12th Avenue and I-29, and Chicken Fried Steak on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. Continuing our chat with Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner on the program, we're talking a little bit about the new corporate farming law and the hope that animal agriculture will return in robust numbers to North Dakota as a result of this change. What in the law decimated animal agriculture? Why is we down to 37 dairies from 1,800 and 21,000 dairy cows? And what happened?
So, and it's something that's just happened over the last 50 years. And I'd have to back up just a little bit, but part of it, and it all stems back, and it affects agriculture in general. If you go back to the early 1970s, and you look at what a family of four needed, required for family living, you were looking at $4,700 for that family for a year. And then by the late 70s, we were already pushing $8,000-$9,000 for that family of four. By the time we got into the 80s, we're into the teens and low 20s, late 80s. The things that were happening where that poverty level kept moving. So the problem is you're squeezing more and more and more out of an ag operation. And for the family living, for expenses, and the cost of to farm had incrementally been going up, but the problem that you were really experiencing in agriculture across the board was the value of our commodities weren't going up, and you could only produce so much on an acre, whether you're putting a cow out there who's harvesting the grass, or you have a farming operation, and you got corn, soybeans, wheat, barley, sunflowers, didn't matter. The price was not going up, and our yields weren't going up significantly to offset that. So you see farms growing. When you're only taking so much off, value off per acre, whether it's $7 a profit per acre, now you had to have more acres. Well, the same thing was happening with the animal agriculture. I remember raising pigs when I was younger and getting about $6 per head profit after you paid all your bills and everything else. The problem was in the early 90s when I wanted to get into a pig operation, have my own pigs, and do that very same thing, the banker looked at me cross-eyed. Because he's like, yeah, but where's your profit? The profit was $5.50 to $6 for every little pig. Now, with family living being 5 and 6 times more than what it was when I was doing it when I was younger, you had to have more pigs. And if you're going to have more pigs, then you now were going to be at a place where you had a really significant investment that banks probably weren't going to go with either, because you were going to be dealing with thousands of pigs and a bigger facility that was going to have to be climately controlled. And then you had environmental regulations you had to adhere to as you got larger too. So the problem was, and it was happening in dairy also, where we used to have a lot of 25 and 80 cow dairies, and maybe the few big ones in the neighborhood might have had 125 cows, they're only making so much off of every animal. So now you had to have more of them so that you could raise your family, you could meet your debt obligations, service your debt, and make a living on the farm. And it just became too involved. And it really pushed, and you saw this in cultivated land, in farming operations, but you saw it in animal ag operations. They had to get bigger so that they could survive. So you saw this transition that happened in animal agriculture. And, yeah, I know some have said, well, everybody should have, you know, 5 milk cows, 40 beef cows, 10 hogs, and 200 chickens. Well, that's a lot of labor. It's pretty intense, and there's very little that you can glean out of that. And that's nice to romanticize about that, but it's not reality, and you're not going to be very efficient. And the big thing is your bank isn't going to go with that. So we saw this transition, and it's really come down to economies of scale. And North Dakota has fallen behind because as this became so expensive and you couldn't partner and your bank wasn't going to just, you know, give you the money if you lacked the expertise or quite frankly, you were going to need a lot of resources to make that work. And then they always thought you had to buy your own feed. Well, if you're good at milking cows, milk cows, buy your feed. You know, form those relationships with your neighbors. And that's a lot of what has happened in other states, but not North Dakota. And that's why we fell backwards. There was
how confident are you that this change will reverse this tide?
I believe it's going to take some time, but I am aware, and I don't want to get the cart before the horse on this deal. But I'm aware of several different people that are looking to come to North Dakota. They're already visiting with people in the community about setting up an agreement, a relationship, where they can buy feed from them and they can start to contract for the manure acres they need. They've already, you know, talked with the DEQ to talk about what regulations they need to meet. They've met with engineers to talk about the size of their building. They're getting prepared. I think you have to establish these facilities and then show that there was no boogeyman in it. Things are completely different. When you look at hog barns, dairy facilities now from 30 years ago and 40 years ago, they operate, function, and look different than what they used to. They're required now to inject manure into the ground. They have bladders over their lagoons because they're capturing the gas. They're capturing everything within that manure system.
Interesting. A lot of innovation there. And great to hear there's already some action. That's fantastic. Great chatting with you. Thanks for the overview on how things got to where they are today, and hopefully with these new changes and they stay law, kudos to the legislature for getting that done. We'll have a better future. Take care, sir.
Thank you.
Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, our guest. Tom Homan, when we come back on the board.
MyPillow's 20-year anniversary. With over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. 506-9028.
USA News Update. More high temps in store across the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions remain under heat alerts, especially in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Former President Trump predicting he'll be indicted any day now as part of the investigation into his efforts to stay in power after the 2020 election. Today, there will be fewer opportunities for women to get abortions in Indiana. The new abortion law bans most most abortions after 10 weeks and stops outpatient clinics for offering abortions. The Biden administration withholding funds for schools that have hunting and archery training programs based on its interpretation of legislation that bans funds from being used on training in the use of dangerous weapons. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Played a couple of clips of Joe Biden in that interview with some, I think it was a blogger or something that he did an interview with.
Hard hitting.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And they can say, he's done X amount of interviews, da 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 da. But anyway, he shared how he gets messages from his family. Listen to this.
My family, when they want to get an important message to me, they tape it on the mirror of the bathroom. I'm serious. Not a
so you wake up in the morning and...
Yeah, no, it's on the mirror. I guess I was down early on. It's not going to be 10 years ago. I was down some. And my daughter, Ashley, taped on my... She's a social worker. Taped on my mirror. Happiness is something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. And Dad, you have all those things.
So I got an idea.
Let me tell you how much my kids love me.
I got an idea. Somebody sneak in the presidential, whatever that would be, the bathroom, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And put secure the border on a little sticky
yeah,
note.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Put
yeah.
that up.
See, I don't believe he would ever be in the bathroom by himself. I'm sure. I'm pretty sure he gets help with that.
The fall risk?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not looking at the mirror much either.
Actually, our friend Tom Homan is back, who is former director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office and, of course, worked for Presidents Reagan all the way through Trump. Tom, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
So give us the state of the border right now.
State of the border is still out of control. We still got a crisis. They're hiding it. So what the Secretary Mayorkas has done, he's taken several thousand illegal aliens. He's pushing through a port of entry through their so-called CBP one app and claiming the illegal numbers are down. Well, if you add what the border patrol still catching between the port entries, which run about 5,000 a day, and add the thousands they're bringing through the port of entry, they're still hitting 8, 9, 10,000 a day. They're just hiding it. It's a shell game. It's disgusting. And Secretary Mayorkas just announced a new plan about reunification of families where if an illegal alien anywhere in the world has a U.S. has relatives, a U.S. citizen here in the country, you can unify them, which means right now hundreds of Hondurans are already at the border coming across to take advantage of this policy who's not even in effect yet. But Mayorkas announced it. It's just another giveaway, another magnet, another enticement. This guy does not stop.
Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
And the numbers are alarming. The media's left. Yeah, I was just telling the audience that, you know, I enjoy watching you when you're on one of the network shows because at least we're getting the message out that this is still a problem. And, you know, so few of them cover it. Well, now it's even less. It's like they, you know, there's nothing to see here. The media is more and more ignoring this, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, you got to give Marcus credit on that, man. He did this show game where he's doing this reported entry. He can sit up in front of Congress and lie and say, well, I got illegal immigration down 50%. But the congressman, the Republicans need to ask him straight up, well, how many are you bringing into the port of entry that you're claiming are legal, is a legal pathway? It's just not. Look, I'm not an attorney, but I've been enforcing immigration law for 34 years. I'm not an attorney. I know how to read. I know the statute says about asylum claims and what's required to grant somebody asylum. They've granted over 500,000 asylums into this country already since Biden's been president. You know, in the same time frame while I was ICE director, do you know how many paroles I did? How many asylum claims I did? Three in almost 2 years. And there, and two of them were because they're witnesses on the cartel hearing, and we brought them in, testified, and sent them back. One was a significant humanitarian issue, a life or death situation. But because I follow the rules, and believe me, I didn't really want parole three in, but we were needed for these law enforcement purposes. But they've misused the statute. 20 states have filed a lawsuit against it. When it finally gets to court, and I hope it's soon, I think the federal judge is going to tell them to cease and desist and stop doing this. It's incredible what they're doing. They've opened the border up. They've overwhelmed the border patrol. And when you overwhelm the border patrol with these family units and stuff, you need less of them on patrol. And when less are on patrol, what happens? That's when the fentanyl comes across that kills America. That's when the trafficking of women and children happen. That's when the criminals come across. I mean, the drug cartels of Mexico have operational control of our southern border. And this president gave it to them.
Tom, what's your two things? Number one, they talk about when you hear Mayorkas talk. He says, "Well, illegal crossings are way down." What he means by that, as I've been saying, is that well, they're not swimming across the river. They're not coming through the brush and they're going down to the gate, having the app showing that. And here's your packet. Here you go. Come on in. The park's open. Have a great day. So that's one and. Comment on that a little bit. So, I mean, that's part of the narrative, right? The illegal crossings are down, but the line at the gate is longer, though.
Yeah, if I was questioning, I'd say, well, you claim illegal crossings are down, but you're bringing illegal aliens to the port of entry. And here's what they need to ask them. Secretary, have you looked at immigration data in the last 10 years? Because it says this. Nearly 9 out of 10 people claim asylum at the border never get released from the U.S. courts because they simply don't qualify. So right. You know, these people, these thousands you're bringing in, 9 out of 10 don't even qualify, but you're bringing them in and releasing them. And you know your very own report, the Homeland Security Life Cycle Report, which is produced every year, what's that say in the last 10 years? It says if you're not in detention, if you're not in ICE detention, you get an order of removal. You leave 6% of the time. So that 9 out of 10 that will lose their case and get an order from the judge saying you must leave the country, only 6% leave. Secretary has the same data I have, so he knows 9 out of 10 don't qualify. If he's going to let them in anyways, mm-hmm. He's not going to detain them as required by law because he knows if he detains them, the 9 out of 10 will be removed, and that's not what he wants. That's the questions that need to be asked. I've sent these questions up to the Hill to Republican, friendlies. And I said, these are the questions you need to ask them. And the last question you need to ask them is this. Based on immigration court data, 9 out of 10 don't qualify, and they're going to get an order of deportation. Are you committing to us here today that you're going to cut ICE loose to remove this 9 out of 10? That's what
they
ask them. Because I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they won't.
I've talked to ICE Command that I'm friends with. Of course, I used to run the agency. They said they've got direction from the department not to even look for this 9 out of 10 to get an order of removal.
Wow. Here's a comment from the weekend Sunday shows. I guess this was an interview with Reed Zakaria on CNN. I want you to comment on this. This is Mayorkas.
Tell us what the situation is on the border now, because in May there were fears that we were going to be overwhelmed. What is happening?
So we have dispelled those fears through a very thoughtful, comprehensive approach to irregular migration to our southern border.
Interesting.
Thoughtful, comprehensive approach. There's the words we're looking for.
And I guess all we really have going on was irregular migration.
Irregular.
Yeah, irregular migration.
Kind of like a BM.
an honest response would have been, well, you know, I can claim the illegal numbers are down because myself, the Secretary of Homeland Security, I have become complicit. I have become partners with the criminal cartels that smuggle people to the border. If the criminal cartels can keep making billions of dollars, they can keep sexually assaulting the women and children, because I promise them if they get into the border, I'll bring them to a port of entry. So they can keep making their billions of dollars. Illegal aliens keep entering this country. So the way I fix this is that I become complicit in alien smuggling.
Wow. And changing the definition of...
Yeah.
Asylum.
Well, they've done that too, Tom. I mean, there's a big difference between a refugee seeking asylum and a migrant seeking a better life. Is there not?
Well, you're absolutely right. Asylum is that you're fearing, you're leaving your home country because of fear and persecution from your home government because your race, religion, or political affiliation.
Bingo.
Coming for a better life, you know, sadly don't qualify for asylum. But they're taking advantage of the loophole because they know if they say the magic word asylum, they're going to be released in the United States, and a lot of them don't show up in court. The ones that show up in court get order removal. And what happens? Let me tell you what happens in all this ICE director. When you get order removal, you don't remove them. They're in the wind. They hide out for several years. So I have a USC kid. I have a couple of USC kids. Then when you finally find them, you want to remove them. Even Republican senators will call me up and say, "Why'd you remove that man? He has two USC kids." Well, Senator, he didn't have two USC kids when he broke the law in this country. He didn't have two USC kids when a federal judge ordered him deported. But because he became a fugitive and went and hid out and had two USC kids, now he's immune. The judge's order means nothing. Because if the judge's order doesn't mean anything, then shut down immigration courts, too. I guess we're meaningless.
What's a USC kid, by the way, Tom?
A USC, well, with illegal alien has a...
Like an anchor child?
Citizen.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Paint a picture, if you would, Tom, of what we've seen under the Biden administration is ultimately going to bring. What do you think is going to be the result of this, disintegration of any semblance of order at the border for the country?
What it's going to bring is a lot of work for me, because when President Trump comes back, I come back, and we're going to have the biggest deportation operation in the history of the United States. So what they're doing is creating me a lot of work, because the people that demand these people have a right to due process, have a right to see a judge. Okay, I get it. But if you believe in the right to due process, you have to believe in the right to execute the final order that's made and ended the so due process by the judge. So they're creating a lot of work for me, because in a year and a half, we're going to be looking at these people. For the millions being released in the United States that have claimed asylum fraud and taken advantage of loopholes in the law, my message to them, don't get too comfortable, because we're coming looking for you in a year and a half.
How,
I just got goosebumps. Serious. Thank you, Tom.
Logistically, how do you do that? I mean, the numbers are staggering, aren't they?
I know, right?
One at a time. Look, one at a time. What Congress needs to do is pass E-Verify across the country so they can't get a job. They can't get a job, I'm going to go home. But look, no one's off the table. And now this secretary says ICE is only going to look for illegal aliens who have an aggravated felony conviction, most serious crimes. Look, if they're in the country illegally, they need to be arrested and removed. Don't wait for them to commit a serious crime in the United States. Then it's too late. I've talked to hundreds of angel moms and angel dads who lost their children at the hands of illegal aliens in this country. They're all on the table. Of course, we won't prioritize the public safety test first, but no one gets a free pass. So we're going to do the best we can to identify most of many as we can. But, you know, can I remove 20 million? No. I'll give it one hell of a shot.
Here's a listener question. Comment.
Hello. I'm up listening in Grand Forks. I live right by the ICE building. There's about 50, 60 people waiting in line just to get into the building. It's been going on this morning. Hasn't been going on much this summer at all.
What would that be? Any idea, Tom?
Well, a lot of the people that are released in the United States have given directions to show up in ICE office. And the reason they do that is continue getting a processing so they can get a work visa. So the 5 to 6 years it takes them to go through immigration court, they get authorization to work. It's a part of the giveaway, part of the game. So that's
wow.
How these people are. But ICE is overwhelmed.
Wow.
Millions into the country, so ICE is overwhelmed with these people showing up. But here's a kicker.
There's your Biden administration for you, folks.
Can you hang on, Tom?
Hang on,
one
Tom.
Second.
Be right back.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
think about this winter. You're going along snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the whole team at MyPillow are celebrating 20 years, and you're the winner because there's some great savings right now at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Don't forget to sign up so you can watch the election summit. Mike is hosting August 16th and 17th. At LindellEvent.com. Totally free, and you actually get a free gift, too. Costs you nothing, and you get a free gift just for signing up. LindellEvent.com. Use the promo code Scott. LindellEvent.com. All right, we had a caller say this, and Tom Homan was responding to this when the break hit, so let me reset here, and here's the question, the comment.
Hello. I'm up listening in Grand Forks. I live right by the ice building. There's about 50, 60 people waiting in line just to get into the building. It's been going on this morning. Hasn't been going on much this summer at all.
All right. So, Tom, you told us that's part of the protocol here. They're being told to go to ICE, huh?
Released from the border, they're being told to report to the nearest ICE office to the final destination. Of course, many of them don't show up. Matter of fact, about 70% don't show up. But the other 30% do, and they're showing up because they can finish processing. They'll get issued a work authorization, you know, for several years while they go through the immigration court process. And again, 90% will lose their case because they don't qualify or they simply don't show up in court. But in the meantime, they get to work for a couple of years, and they see that as a great benefit. Again, another part of the giveaway. I mean, this administration is telling the whole world, you can enter this country legally. We'll release you. We'll even fly you to the destination of your choice at taxpayer expense. You can get work authorization. And even if you lose your case, which 9 out of 10 of you will, you won't be deported because ICE can't arrest you because the secretary has told ICE that you can't arrest somebody for simply being in the country illegally. They have to commit and be convicted of aggravated felony. So it's a part of the giveaway program. That's why they're standing in line. They're holding their hand out, looking for work authorization and play the system. Then, you know, a few years down the road, when they lose their case, they'll become a fugitive. They'll be in the wind, hiding out, waiting for the next giveaway, waiting for the next amnesty, waiting for the next DACA. But like I said earlier, in a year and a half, we're going to come looking for them. We're going to, you know, if the judge orders them deported, they're going to be deported.
Sounds to me like your former compatriots at ICE have been turned into, you know, the welcome wagon. Here you go.
Well, Border Patrol and ICE balls, like the morale's in the toilet. They can't do the job they want to do. I mean, think about this. The Secretary of Homeland Security has overruled Congress, overruled the federal statute. There's no prerequisite in the Immigration Nationality Act, the immigration law that was enacted by Congress that says being in a country illegally is illegal and they should be removed. He's telling ICE, ignore the law, ignore the oath you took. If you find somebody that's in a country illegally and they haven't committed and been convicted of a serious aggravated felony, they're off the table. And if you look at his priorities, that the priorities he sent out, almost 85% of the criminal aliens that we arrested under the Trump administration are off the table today. You can't arrest them. You can't arrest an illegal alien just convicted of domestic violence. Think about that. You can't arrest an illegal alien who's been arrested, you know, who's had several DUI convictions. You can't arrest an illegal alien for robbery or burglary because they're not serious enough offenses. Let's make this clear. They're in the country legally. That's enough, according to the law. But he's told immigration officers, you can't enforce immigration law, not unless you're convicted of an aggravated felony, unless they rape somebody, then murder somebody. And my argument is, well, that's too late. You don't wait for an illegal alien to commit an aggravated felony against a United States citizen. They're in the country illegally. They need to be arrested by an immigration officer, removed. That's what the law says. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Wow. What percentage of Americans do you think know that, what you just said, that if they're here illegally, they cannot be deported unless they've committed an aggregated felony? Any other charge, leave them alone. Don't touch them.
Unless they're listening to shows like yours, which I do a lot of them, unless they're watching Fox Network, which I work for, they're not. Most of the media is not talking about this at all. Like I said, you've seen the media's ignore the border. The secretary's claiming victory, and they agree with him. Here's what the secretary's doing. Even if let's even forget about the port of entry cases. The Border Patrol is still arresting 45,000 a day. Okay? When Mayorkas was a deputy secretary under Secretary Jay Johnson, who I work for, and I respect Jay Johnson very much. We didn't agree a lot of things, but he always listened to me, and I was able to change his mind on quite a bit of things. But when Secretary Mayorkas was a deputy secretary, and there's 1,000 apprehensions at the border in one day, Jay Johnson called us all in and says, this is a crisis. We got thousands of arrests in a 24-hour period. What the hell are we doing about it? How are we going to stop it? Now Secretary Mayorkas is standing up waving the green flag saying victory, victory at 5,000 a day, which is five times more than the crisis was when he was a deputy at 1,000. And he's claiming victory. He's claiming victory because you're over 10,000 at one point. He can say, well, we're down to 5. No, you're not, because you're bringing 4,000 through the port of entry. You're still at historic numbers. And then he talks about the southwest border numbers are down, but here's what he's doing. The CBP One app, they're bringing people to the Miami airport. They're bringing people to New York airport. What he's doing is not only playing a shell game, he's moving these people to an international airport all over the country so he can claim the southwest border numbers are down.
Wow.
He is playing a game, a shell game, and like I said, it's disgusting. I've worked with 6 presidents. I've worked for 6 different administrations. They all play a game, right? They all kind of spin the truth. But I never seen an administration outwardly lie to the American people. This man has testified to Congress several times under oath and lied.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Tom, you are a treasure. We're up against the hard break. Got to go, but I appreciate you so much. We'll have you back
again
soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the facts. God bless.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.